Now, this time last year, we were surveying the damage left from Snowmageddon, and it will be several more days before we could actually get to the supermarket. Here is VOCM's Greg Smith with Katie Sesk on her experience at the grocery store that week.
So I got to Sobeys. You know, people had said on social media that people were starting to line up in front of Sobeys, so I figured just because I live up the road, I'd get ready and I'd go down as quick as I could. So I got there about 20 to 9, and, you know, they open at 10. There was probably a dozen people ahead of me when I got there. And I walked out of the Sobeys parking lot at 1:51.
Wow. So what was it like inside? What took so long?
Inside was total pandemonium. Basically what happened, you know, I went in, got the staples on my list right away, and then I looked at my list, I said, okay, yogurt. I forgot yogurt. So I went back down to the dairy cooler aisle right at the very end of the store, picked up the yogurt, and then all of a sudden it was just this big rush of carts and traffic and people with bags and carts and baskets, and nobody could get out, nobody could get in. Everything was just completely gridlocked, like nobody could move.
You have two young children as well, so obviously you want to make sure you're well prepared for the next 48 hours.
Absolutely.
But just describe, I guess, maybe, or if you could tell us maybe some of the things that you witnessed in there yourself personally. How was the customers? How were they, you know, I guess, interacting with each other and things like that?
I got to say, like, initially there was the big rush. Everyone headed straight for milk, straight for bread, and straight for eggs. And, you know, those were on my list as well. Once we realized that we were in this huge bottleneck, everyone really kept it pretty cool, I've got to say. Everyone was friendly. Everybody was getting along really well. A lot of people were really confused as to what was happening because, you know, a half hour turned into an hour, which turned into 2 hours, and nobody had moved. So in 2.5 hours, I think I might have moved 15 feet. And so people, you know, people were still really pleasant. People were joking and jovial and getting along. But there was a whole lot of, you know, what's going on? When am I getting out of here? That was going on in the background.
Yeah, I guess after a few days of being cooped up at home, you don't really want to be cooped up in a supermarket.
No, definitely not. I was looking forward to getting home.